But suddenly, there was an extraordinary disproportion between the chapters I was going over and the huge amount of commentary that's been piled upon it. I think it has to do with Catholic teaching or Catholic. Being Catholic means that your work doesn't provide any single answer. It always must be said, and the work should always be read anew in each generation. Every critical school, for example, as far as I'm concerned, is Kafka. Mis-criticism, structuralism, deconstruction, feminism, and very recently post-colonialism, is part of that. A cupboard full of documents, and you're sure only the most essential documents, many more kept nearby barn. And once you take the documents out of the cupboard, you can't touch again. The only thing to do is put the cupboard on its back on the floor and jump up and down on it just to shut the door and keep the documents in. And the image of Kafka does feel a bit like that. I would say that there's a core of some solid and editorial. Philological, interpretive, and historical commentary, which I think is of very great value. Outside that, there's a large amount of commentary which I think has merely temporary interest. I'm not so patient with that. But I think at the same time, everyone who writes about Kafka realizes that what they say is very much a product of their own times. And looks very, very local and temporary in this respect.